All right, so you can vote now at www.monoamonoradio.com.
And you know what? While you're there, you might as well subscribe to our podcast.
Yep.
You can go to iTunes and subscribe to the podcast there. Just search for Mono A Mono.
And coming up in the weeks coming up, we're going to have a couple live-to-airs here in the studio. And those live-to-airs are going to be featured on our live-to-air album that you can download by going to the Live to Air album tab on our website. It brings you to the Bandcamp page, and you can get all the songs free of Live to Airs right here from the Mono A Mono show.
That's right.
What professional guys here.
See?
Wow. This is the best show on sound effects.
Oh, shit. Go on. No, seriously, keep talking.
So, we're going to go out on a couple more. Now, Dan here has got DJ Dan has got
he almost blew his cover there.
DJ Dan here has got a couple more songs. DJ Jeffy Jeff's got another song here, so we're going to go out on a few more. But you wanted to did you find that haiku?
Yeah, I did.
Yes.
All right, we got a haiku poem here.
This could be included on our live to air album.
Yeah.
DJ Dan performing
his haiku
live on the air.
Look at that. That's the infiltrator.
Spoken word.
Oh.
Look at that guy.
The infiltrator. Oh, yeah.
He even looks like a pig.
He does.
Yeah, that bastard.
Our resolve is strong. We are rooting out the rats. Watch our numbers swell.
Very
wow.
Nice. I like it.
That's 575 is a haiku, right?
You got it.
Nice. All right.
That
there
is,
it is.
That is definitely going up on the live to air.
Yeah.
Listen all right. To that.
So we've got... you got one ready? No, nobody has one ready. You got one ready?
Yeah.
All right, so we're getting to a couple more.
DJ Dan is saying something about professionalism. It's fleeting. It's fleeting. Fleeting professionalism.
Comes and goes.
Yeah.
So we're going to go. We've got a lot of time left. Yeah. So we're going to play a couple more tracks. And we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. We'll see where the night takes us.
Maybe we'll get some call-in requests with the votes. Who knows?
The world is our oyster.
Yeah. Things go awry. So.
Okay, so go ahead, DJ Dan. What have you got for us?
Yeah, this one I was going to put in the battle, but I thought I, you know, keep it maybe for another day.
Okay.
And until just after. We're going to go with KRS-One, Sound of the Police.
Oh, nice. Here on 100.3 Sound FM. Mono a mono.
That's the sound of the beast. Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the police. Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the beast. Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the police. Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the beast. Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the police. Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the beast. Stand clear. Done, man. Attack. You can't stand where I stand. You can't walk. That's the sound that I mean.
the light and be upon their way.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the police. Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the bees. Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the police. Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the bees. Check out the message in a rough style. The real criminal on the C.O.P. You check for undercover anyone.
Unarmed African immigrant Amadou Diallo.
Store. I finally got all that alcohol I can't afford. what you're hearing today. Hey!
Call fire at number 3 on a mobile station outfit now. It's flaming up good.
So once again we filled the van until it was full. Since that day my living has been much more comfortable. Cause everybody in the hood has added up to here. It's getting hotter and hotter and harder each and every year. Some kids went in a store with their mother. I saw her when she came out, she was getting some Pampers. They said it was for the black man, they said it was for the Mexican, and not for the white man. But if you look at the street, it wasn't about Rodney King. Not this fucked up situation and these fucked up police. It's about coming up and staying on top and screaming 187 on a motherfucking cop. It's not in the paper, it's on the wall. National Guard, smoke from all around.
Unit be advised that in 10-11 to arrest now at
moments leading up to a BART police officer shooting that killed a man on New Year's Day.
The camera shifted to an officer trying to arrest one man when another officer's gun fired behind them. 22-year-old Hayward resident...
This is going out to everyone at Occupy Oakland.
Bullet. He later died.
It's 2009, feeling fine from the party after New Year's Eve. You know the train's getting rowdy and having a couple drinks doesn't make me an alkie. People started fighting and somebody pointed out me. Here come the bar police charging me. I don't ought to beef, I'm a father, please. I got a little girl at home, she only 4 years old. She my world, my flesh and bone, his tears started to roll. If they just looked him in his eye, they could see clear to his soul. But these cops only understand fear and control. Face down on the ground in a prone position. Bystanders start recording, cell phones are flipping. Thinking he's another brother on the road to prison. They have no idea they gon' witness. A lynching. The young brother was clinching, but he wasn't resisting it.
Johannes Mezery
made a fatal decision as he rose to his feet and took hold of his seat. The entire train station froze in disbelief. Oscar, the father, barely over 20, with goals and the dreams of household and family. His last seconds on earth, he didn't know it could be. Only the dirty train station flow he could see. You hear the bullet explode through his fleece. You won't see an execution that cold in the streets. Damn, you see what happened? That cop started snapping. Cell phones they was grabbing. I had mine in the lining of my jacket. That cop was a cold-hearted bastard. Shooting them in the back is an act of a savage. A flash from the gap that snatched your soul future. You can lose your life just by being a commuter. As soon as I get home, I upload from my computer the YouTube entitled The Cowardly Police Shooter. The rally's at 3 o'clock at the station up the block. The sign that I got says jail law, killer cops, I'm hot to say the least. Especially at the police chief, who said the proof is inconclusive.
I think it's inconclusive. We need to talk to all the officers, and especially the primary.
You seen the video, man, them cops is ruthless. I'm tired of the silence and the goddamn excuses. Why we always be the one with the bruises in the back of the police cruisers? Now I see cops in riot gear surround the protest. It's a peaceful demonstration, we don't pose no threat. Mr. Officer, do you have a child? If someone shot him in the back, would you want him on trial? Would you want the DA and the mayor to vow that you would get justice for I act so foul? Man, I'm sick of all this waiting. I want justice right now. The hell with all the yelling. It's time for the rebellion. Rebellion.
It's been 7 days. What's wrong with that, Mayor? You used to be a congressman. You're a lawmaker. You've been a lawmaker before. What's wrong with the law right now? It's not working for the people, man. And man, you out here and you can sell that stuff to people that really don't know. But the intelligent people here really understand.
What are you saying?
What I'm saying is, sir, is that why couldn't you have come earlier?
Let me tell you, I was doing something earlier.
How can you have a first-class cosmopolitan city when you're the mayor of a city that just had an execution, when you can go to New York City with Rudolph Giuliani, who had an adversarial relationship with the citizens, and he gave a press conference the day after Amadou Diallo got shot. Michael Bloomberg gave a press conference that night that Sean Bell got shot. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa gave a press conference the same day that the police shot up and beat up all the Latinos during the Immigration May Day march. Right? We can go all around the country. You know, there's a press conference by Israel when they drop bombs on Gaza the same day. So you're the mayor of a city that already seen its history drenched in blood of police killing from Bobby Hutton all the way up to Gary King to now. And then you can't even just speak to the people as a human being?
We have to begin to organize in a way to where we can begin, we're unified and committed enough to make the sacrifices it takes. Because if black people said, or poor people said, or oppressed people said, we're not going to ride BART, then it would bankrupt BART. But we got to be organized enough, committed enough, and unified enough to make that happen.
Well, there you go. We've been out here this week with your Siri X.
All right, there it is. There's the battle there on Sound FM 100.3. Mano a mano. I'd like to thank our special guest DJs, DJ Jeffy Jeff and DJ Dan here.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
yeah.
Thanks for having us. Yeah.
And I wish we could have had the microphones on while all those were playing, because so many good stories were going around about
true.
Different things. And
crossing yellow lines and
everything,
stuff.
Yeah, from speeding tickets and yep. everything. All these police stories going around and little.
Hey, there's an idea. If you've got a police story that you want to share, go to our www.monoamonoradio.com. Submit your story through the vote.
Or there's a
button.
Contact us where they can write
you
more
can write
stuff.
To us and tell us your story, and then we'll read it on air
and
talk about it on air.
And as well, if you want to submit some themes, you can do that in the contact us right there. This theme here was submitted by DJ Jeffy Jeff, who we even brought into this studio
co-host
here.
DJ.
Yep.
Yep.
And
so think about it. If you submit a theme, we may ask you to come and co-host the show.
That's exactly right. And as well, you can listen to DJ Dan's show every morning from 8 till 10, and on Fridays from 4 till 6.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. AWOL Radio, Grand River Radical Radio is every day. Not always me on Grand River Radical Radio. We have a collective of people that are working on the radio show, including Rebel Time Records and Rebel Time Radio host DJ Phil.
Yeah.
Nice,
where you can hear even more stories, and that's where I heard the story. I heard DJ Dan talking about some stuff and got him in here for tonight's battle.
That's right.
Perfect
or
fit.
Also, you can go to the www.soundfm.ca and DJ Dan uploads his show on there.
It's true.
So you can listen to it that way.
Check out his podcast.
There you go. But anyways, thanks everybody for listening, and you have a great night.